chapter 16, 23. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Here's a vital principle to our children. We tell them, until your heart has taught your lips, don't let your lips speak. It's another way of saying, be swift to hear, slow to speak. It is the heart of the wise that instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. We must teach our children. If they run off at the mouth, they're going to be sinning all the time. And that they must learn self-control in the use of their lips. Now I know, I'm a parent, I'm now a grandparent. I've never known a period in my life when I wasn't surrounded with kids, second oldest of 10. And I can remember waiting for the first words of all my younger siblings and rejoicing. They said thus and thus, and only we could interpret it. Anyone else would say, is that what they said? We say, yeah. Only a parent, only a loved one. You long for the day when they speak their first words. But oh, once they start, what a field for the devil to do his work. And then we must begin to teach them, even at that young age, that they don't have a right, because mommy's on the phone, to say, mommy, 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 just because they want mommy. They've got to discipline their lips. When daddy's talking to someone, they don't have a right to come up and say, dad, 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 dad. No, shh, shh, shh. Daddy's talking. You be quiet till daddy speaks. You don't start that when they're two, when they're three, four, five. You start the minute they start using words. They must learn that as their feet do not have an unqualified right simply because they can now carry them somewhere, that they have a right to carry them anywhere. So when this tongue begins to work, they must learn immediately they don't have a right to let it frame anything they want it to frame at any time, in any circumstance, in any place, in any way. And that training must begin with the very threshold of speech.